Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 2nd of February, and right now it's partly cloudy with 22 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy in the morning, then clear. Temperature ranging from low 24 to high 27 degrees Celsius. Winds again supposed to be blowing from northeast at 25 to 35 kilometers per hour. And with this speed, winds are almost perfect for flying kites. Forecast for later on is partly cloudy. Moon is waxing gibbous and illuminated on 68%. Gunnar Sekaran from Aurel Council talks with us on housing issues.
Good morning.
Morning, Aurel Radio.
We are in front of...
Council member.
The Aurel Council. What is your name?
Gunnar Sekaran, I am.
The Aurel Council is working in many topics. Can you share something about the kind of... thing that you are working with the council and the members of the council?
In first 2-3 weeks we struggle how to work out in all the issues. Now we understand how to handle all the issues. Mainly we are dealing with the conflicts between Aurelians. Aurelian, any Aurelian have problem with any units, the working place, we are dealing that. And mainly working on housing and entry now. The problem is now housing and the entry. So we are exploring all the possibility to welcome the newcomers. Yeah. So we working on how we can take up the housing project to facilitate or make availability house to the newcomers, and then who really needs the house badly. Yeah, so we're working on that now.
So the housing is the priority of the council, actually?
Yeah, housing is a priority. And we are working also, many Aurelians not working in Aurelville. They are holding the house in Aurelville. Most of the time, most of the period, it is a vacated, empty house. So we are collecting data to accommodate some newcomers in the immediately. So that is one of our priority now.
I make a personal question. How do you feel working in this group?
Good. In the beginning, we have different opinion, but we are good, really friendly way we are working. Even though some certain issue, we have a different opinion. Yeah. So So we try to then, in which point you don't like, you are not accept, then which is wrong, then there we are trying to mend and bring a peaceful agreement among us, then it will be.
That's very part of the Aurelville vision and mission, I mean, to be united in diversity, unity in diversity. So, something that you want to add?
Yeah, but then finally we accept, okay. We are trying to salute to the truth. Yeah. We have no bias, no personal reaction. So we are working on bring the truth down.
Thank you very much for
welcome
for your time.
Welcome, Radio.
Thank you very much.
Tomorrow at 8 p.m. at Pitanga, we are invited to a classical guitar and violin recital with the guest artist Martin Prickle on classical guitar and Ladislav on violin. And they would be playing pieces from the Italian Renaissance. On Saturday, at 8 p.m. at Kalabumi, Auro Tijos, her students and friends will be presenting a Shakti dance school performance of Odyssey and semi-classical Bollywood dance. The same day, Hibiscus Art Village will present in Sweden World Café the event An Open Sky. They will start the evening at 7 p.m. with dinner, followed by the concert at 8 p.m. of Yamada's Fusion Group, which is Indian Afro-Brazilian world music, and at 10 p.m. jam session starts with improvisation music. In this part, you are all welcome to come and join them playing music, but in this case, we shouldn't forget to bring our own instruments and dancing. Tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., our Dan Gallery in Pondicherry is proud to present a selection of fine art photographic images exclusively selected from the book for our Dan Gallery on the occasion of the launch of the book Pondicherry by photographer Sebastian Cortez, containing a collection of photographs of the living heritage of Pondicherry, commanded by Akash Kapoor and Amin Jaffer, with a foreword by French writer Pascal Bruckner. On Sunday at 5 p.m., the Center for Research in the Performing Arts, shortly CRIPA, invites us all to an opening concert by the Aurelville Choir at CRIPA Hall in Kalabumi. Kripa Hall is nearing completion and it will soon start to operate. It is meant to be a theater, music and dance space for the exploration and development of these art forms. It will be used for regular classes, workshops and performances by Auroville residents. Kripa Hall will be able to function soon, however, due to the lack of funds, not everything will be ready. For more information regarding scheduling or use of the hall, please contact Swar at jillswar@auroville.org. And on Monday, 6th of February at 5 p.m., Mark Vella will hold his last concert in Auroville at Kripa with Joy on Silence. Matrimadin team would like to build up a pool of Aurovillians volunteers for the amphitheater to be in and around the amphitheater as and when collective get-togethers are taking place there. The first meeting to organize this will be on Saturday, 11th of February at 5:15 p.m. at the amphitheater of the Matrimandir. Just come or contact Surya via suryaanina@auroville.org or you can call Sigrid on 262-3888. In March, between 9 to 16, we will have the opportunity to welcome 31 women from 12 different countries for Tanti Datri, the International Women's Theatre Festival. Not only we are lucky to see their performances, but we can also participate in the workshops and more. But all these ladies need place to stay for that time. And anybody willing to host some of them? Sharing your place with them, having fun and become gifted with a new friendship? You can offer a place for the entire week or just for the night of their performance in Auroville. You can call Rena on 7598123660 if you would like to enjoy helping so that this wonderful festival can happen. Auroville Marathon 2012 is supposed to be run for the joy of running. The 5th edition of the Auroville Marathon will be held on February 12th. This year we have over 1,800 participants from Auroville, the neighboring villages, Shiro Bindu Ashram and from the other cities in India as well as outside India. The marathon will start and finish at Auroville Visitor Center. Runners can choose in which category they want to participate, either full marathon of 42.195 kilometers, half marathon of 21.1 kilometers, 10 kilometers runs, or children, they can choose between 5 or 2 kilometers run. Starting time for all categories is various, and all runners will be collecting their running bibs from Auroville Visitor Center on February 11, 2012. Team would need volunteers for helping runners with post-run massage. Those interested, please contact bogi@auroville.org. And for more information about marathon, please visit their website www.marathon.auroville.org. Inspiration is a slender river of brightness leaping from a vast and eternal knowledge. It exceeds reason more perfectly than reason exceeds the knowledge of the senses. Rauchu Aurobindo. Thank you for listening to us and you can contact us on ourradio.org.